Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you actually for the next 3 hours, because for the first hour of the fourth Wednesday of the month is Siri, and then the second hour we'll have Cindy McLeish coming in to tell us what she's been doing in the community for the last month since we saw her, and then between 2 and 3 we've got Choice Tunes. I've got somebody coming in that certainly not a presenter on this station, but if you're involved out in the community, you'll have maybe heard of her. I wasn't going to say who it was, but I've told you now it's a woman. But anyway, and we'll be talking to her and finding out all about her life and what she has done over her life and the music that's had an influence on her life. But being the fourth Wednesday of the month, between 12 and 1, we have Siri with us. And today I've Emma. And Emma's part of the Mount Evelyn School. We know there's a new school coming there, and we'll talk about that. But Emma's a teacher. She's been there for a couple of years. Welcome, Emma.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And yourself?
Great, I'm great.
Righto, so you're not part, well, you will be part of the new school, but you haven't just been employed to be part of the new, for the new school. So tell us a bit about what your speciality is at the school and how you see the Siri school. And we must mention that it's not a special school, it's a specialist school.
Yes,
it's
yes.
It's not the normal, what you would call a special school.
It's an alternative to mainstream education.
And it's mainly for young people who've maybe dropped out of mainstream, isn't it, and can't necessarily get back into a full week and a full
yes
day.
yes and they don't feel comfortable learning in the traditional way, so they can't always sit in a normal classroom or complete work in the traditional way, like writing essays and things like that. And it's about life skills
and the thing is with the major the mainstream schools is the teachers don't necessarily have the time for a one-on-one, do they? They have 35-40 pupils in a classroom.
Yes.
Whereas a Siri, a smaller classroom?
Yeah, so in my class I've only got 15 students, and that's the same across the board.
And I guess, do you have a specialised plan for each of those children?
Yes, so every student has an individualised learning plan called an ILP, and it's based on their individual interests and passions, as well as what they're looking to go into the workforce in. So they can kind of start working on hands-on projects that they would be possibly doing when they go out into the workforce.
And again, I mean, the mainstream school, pardon me, the mainstream schools can't cope with a student who comes in half a day a week or a couple of half days a week, can they? I mean, this is a different sort of school, catered differently, I gather.
Yeah, definitely. We don't really do traditional testing or anything that's... It's not about what they know. It's about it is about what they know, but it's also about encouraging them to maintain a connection with the education and help them move into the workforce, knowing that some people don't test well or some people don't learn the same way as others. So yeah, it is really hard for them to be in the mainstream classroom or school environment because, yeah, they're only coming half a day, they're missing a lot, and then they're failing a test, and then, you know, or they're getting in trouble for things like what they're wearing or the fact that they were late, and then that kind of discourages them from coming the next day, and then it's, you know, that ongoing effect of...
And we put too much emphasis on the end of the year exams, don't we? I mean, I hear particularly with the ATAR and that, people say, oh, if you don't get a decent ATAR, that July's finished, but there's not. There are heaps of other ways and heaps of jobs that don't rely on the end of the year ATAR.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also about if you've got a kid that knows they want to be in a trade, and we're trying to get them to complete exams that they feel like they're not going to need this knowledge, or they're not going to need it to get into the field of work that they want to work in. It is just an alternative way of allowing people to enter the workforce, and they can still enter further education through Siri. We do offer alternative pathways, but it's for those people that know that, you know, university is not going to be for them. They won't need an ATAR, and it's about gathering the life skills along the way that some traditional schools don't offer or don't have the time for. So.
And I guess if I look back on my schooling, which is a little while ago, I must admit, but I learned things like logarithms and all this sort of stuff,
yeah,
which I've never used in my whole life.
No, It is, we do get a lot of those questions of students going, when am I ever going to need to do this, or when am I ever going to use this? And that's at mainstream schools a lot, whereas at Siri we kind of, you can apply it to real life practice a lot easier, the things that we're teaching, and it kind of makes more sense to students, especially when it's hands-on, because a lot of our students would struggle with just written work, where if it's hands-on, they're making those connections to the real world and finding it easier to understand and commit it to long-term memory as well.
And I guess the other thing is too, often they don't realise they're learning, do they? If they're doing it as something else, as part of something else that they're doing, then all of a sudden, before they realise, they've actually learned something.
Yep.
That they don't realise.
Yeah, and so we're doing projects with, we call it sneaky maths. So there's
sneaky maths.
Yeah. So there's a project that I've written, and it'll be about building a roller coaster or building a bridge. And they're estimating and they're measuring, and they're, trying to see how much weight the bridge can hold. And they're only building them out of popsicle sticks and, wood or whatever. But they're doing that maths that they don't realise they're doing it. They're having fun at the same time. And then at the end of the project, you can kind of say to them, you just did estimations, you did measurements, and they go, oh my gosh, I didn't even realise I'd do it yet. So it's sneaky maths. A lot of our projects are written like that, yeah.
All right, I'm just going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
I met her from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. I know she's mine. The doggone girl is mine. She's yours, not mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a waste of time. Because she's mine. The doggone girl is mine. Don't waste your time. Because the doggone girl is mine. She'd tell you I'm the one for her, 'cause she said I blow her mind. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. Don't waste your time. Because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
She's mine.
No, 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 she's mine.
The girl is mine.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she says she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Emma, and she's a teacher up at the Mount Evelyn campus of the Cirie School. And again, I must mention, and I know people get sick of me saying it, but it's C-I-R-E. first of all, Emma, you want to say something to your dad?
Yeah, it's my dad's birthday today, and I know he's listening with my sister and a few of his friends, so happy birthday, Dad. And
happy birthday, Dad.
Also, my husband is listening as well, and I'm sure that they're all laughing at me while listening.
Well, I don't know why they would be. All right, let's keep moving along. Now, a couple of the schools have had camps going on.
Yeah, so a lot of our campuses are running little camps. Some of them are a little bit longer than others, but...
What, sleep-ins at the school or off-site?
No, off-site. So most like mainstream schools will offer camps, and for a little while it was logistically tricky, so we've just started the last couple of years doing it more often. So all of the campuses
Do you know where some of these have been?
Yeah, so there was a Cathedral Rangers camp. It was a bit wet. But they had a lot of fun.
Bet the teachers loved that if they were all stuck inside the room.
They did. And lots of great photos coming out of those camps and a lot of good skills, a lot of outdoor recreation skills, yeah.
Yep. Anywhere else where they've been, do you know?
I'm not sure where the rest were, but I know that you know, they're ranging from like 3 to 5 days, like a couple of nights to a full week. It depends on the class. Yeah, and what specialists...
And the abilities that they...
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. And the ages, yeah.
So you also wanted to talk about, there's a bit of building going on down at Lilydale campus.
Yeah, the Lilydale campus, I'm not sure if everyone knows where it is, but it used to be, like, I think it was a Box Hill TAFE, and before that it was like a Ford dealership.
Yeah, it was a Ford dealership.
Yeah. So it was when we first got there.
I think it's in.
That's the one, yeah, opposite Bunnings. Yeah, when we first got there, so I was teaching there last year, and it was very, very bland, very empty, not very school-like. So we've had to build it up over the years to fit our needs. And there's a really large, like, open part, which was, like, I guess the shed, the mechanical shed. So that's kind of filling up now. We've just put in, like, an indoor soccer net, like a little soccer court, and we've got, like, a table tennis area set up. There's a big, like, woodworking area. There's, like, an arts tech area, a music room. They're also doing some stuff outside in the car park where they've just put in a zen den, and they're getting the kids to plant some plants, and they're putting in grass areas, and they're making some seats, just making it look...
Terrific.
...much nicer, yeah.
And what about Berwick? I think there's some work going on there too, isn't there?
Yeah, so Berwick have just put in an amazing indoor-outdoor pottery studio with some wheels and a kiln, so they're making a lot of creative products there, and I think some of them are going towards, like, market stalls. They're putting them, you know, putting them out in the community, selling them for some charities or just to make additional funds to go back into the program. Yeah.
And of course, with Christmas coming up, there's always there's always a need for Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take a quick break, and we're going to hear, because I believe there's something going on at Mombog as well.
Yes, there is.
Listen to the wind blow.
I'm talking to Emma from CIRE, and she's part of the specialist schools, not special school. You want to tell us about a whole lot of work that's going on at the Monbiol campus as well?
Yes. So we purchased the Mountain District Christian College, I believe it was called, last year. And we're outgrowing our Mount Evelyn site. So we...
And this new school is due to open at the start of next year, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're moving... Yeah. So we're moving there for term one next year. So we purchased it and need a little bit of work just to make it work for our needs. So we've been doing some painting and some renovations, new carpets in all the rooms, and making sure that, yeah, it's ready to go for our students early February.
And so what age group now? Because at the moment you don't take all age groups, do you?
No. So some of our campuses are only years 7 to 12. We do have a juniors class at Yarra Junction, and we are opening Monbulk with a few primary classes. So normally, yeah, about grade 5, 6.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what will Monbulk take from where to where?
About grade 5 to year 12.
From grade 5. I wasn't sure whether you meant that's what it still is now or whether it's...
Yeah, no, well, I think we're going to have maybe two junior classes. It depends on the numbers that we have in enrolments and the teachers that fit
And I suppose, to be honest, under that, the children are probably in mainstream, aren't they? It's as they get older when these problems start to arise.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you'll have students that naturally can't sit still, but I think the younger years in mainstream primary do cater to that a little bit better, and they're able to move around a little bit more. It's not such strenuous written tasks and, specific learning that doesn't suit every student, but as they get older, it does get a little bit harder for some kids to maintain that. So they end up, kind of falling out of love with learning by grade 5 and 6, which is really sad. Yeah, exactly. And then, if you don't have a teacher that's really passionate about what they're doing, and you don't have them knowing that that student's not suited to that kind of learning, then you end up, losing students, and they just don't want to be at school anymore.
I guess the other question I've got to ask, because you've only been at CIRE for 2 years, and, pardon me, you've been out of university a bit longer than that, so what got you, or why did you decide to go from mainstream teaching into CIRE with a specialist school?
I've always been inclined to have a wellbeing focus in my classrooms, even when I was a mainstream primary teacher. I trained at uni I could teach prep to year 10, and we were taught at uni about wellbeing, and knowing that the way they taught us was that it was kids bring a school bag with them, but it's a virtual school bag, in terms of they're bringing their culture, they're bringing what their parents have taught them, they're bringing their life experiences, trauma, all those kind of things every day to school.
Yep.
And that if you don't find their passion, or if you don't find the way they learn, then they're going to struggle in your classroom. And I've always had that kind of in the back of my mind. And then I happened to stumble across CIRE, and I was doing CRT work when I just had a baby, and I was doing some CRT work, and I did a day up at Mount Evelyn, and I just fell in love with the way they cater to students that don't necessarily love education, but they still want to try their best. And
the whole concept of
It was just, and it's just so rewarding, because I think there's not a lot of teachers out there that are willing to do this kind of work. They're just not used to it, or they're not really sure how to do it. And when you see the difference that you can make with a student that might not have stayed at school without having a teacher like you, it just makes it really worthwhile. And I do feel that it's just a lot more rewarding, and I feel like I'm making more of a difference. Yeah.
Sounds terrific. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more. We'll be right back.
that color in your cheeks? Do you ever get that fear that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summer in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? 'Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow when I play it on repeat. Until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you, I don't know if you feel the same as I do, but we could be together if you wanted to.
FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Now, Emma, you want to talk about early childhood. We've been talking about the schools. Now you want to go back a bit earlier.
Yeah, so the childcare and early learning centres, they have still got some enrolments available for this year, and they're taking enrolments for 2024 now. And they also have, they've got a really amazing thing going on at the moment where there was the Best Start, Best Life reforms. So kindergarten is now free.
It starts next year, doesn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I think it is subsidised a little bit right now anyway, yeah. But I'm pretty sure next year
The whole thing expands.
Yeah. And because because we've got 3-year-old kinder and 4-year-old kinder. I believe it was rolling out this year into next year. So, yeah, the sessional kinders, there are no fees, and kinder in long daycare services attracts a $2,000 subsidy, which is amazing for working families.
Particularly at the moment, I mean, all families are struggling.
Mm, exactly right. It's just, I think it's nice to be recognised that it's tricky to pay for daycare in any way, yeah. And they also they had a beautiful teddy bears picnic yesterday.
I heard all about this. Where was it yesterday? Was it at Yarra Junction?
No, I believe it was at Turnside, actually. I'm not sure.
Because they had one at Yarra Junction.
Yeah, I think they do them everywhere. But they had 200 children attend yesterday, which is so adorable.
That'd be terrific.
Yeah, and all the little darlings brought their teddies with them.
And what about the teachers?
Yeah, and the teachers too, yes. Yep. No, they had a lot of fun, and it's just a great way to bring the community together.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take one last break, and then we'll be back with more, and we'll be talking to Emma. Just before I go... Has the school started their formals yet, or are the formals due to come along?
The formals are finished. We did them last term.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because normally I thought they were in this term.
Yeah, no, we did them last term. It just allows the students, especially the ones in Year 12, to kind of focus on their studies in these last couple of weeks of their schooling and make sure that they're doing their best while they can.
So I guess all the campuses would be getting ready then for the... not so much the end of the year, but for the year 12s, where they all start to leave the school.
Yeah, so we do a celebration week where we have...
When?
Oh, it's the last week of school. So I'm pretty sure it's the 4th to the 8th of December. And we take the kids to fun fields, we take them like paintballing, we take them wherever they want to go, really. We plan quite a few different options. Right. And then we have our graduation day as well, normally at Lilydale Lake. But I think we're going to do it at Mumbulk this year, which is exciting because we've got the space.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
On the actual school property?
Yeah. Because we haven't really had the space to host all the families and the students at the same time. So it'll be beautiful to do it at our new campus.
That sounds terrific. All right, we'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
We'll be right back.
Now, Emma, we're coming into Halloween. Tell us a bit about the Halloween party you've got coming up.
So the Halloween street party that the Training in Hubs for Siri is organising in Yarra Junction is on the 31st of October.
Which is...
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Yep, Halloween day. So
it's... What time, do you know?
It's on the... All the information is on the website and the Facebook page, but I believe it's just in the afternoon. And it's going to be a great opportunity for families to complete a scavenger hunt with local small businesses and join in some spooky fun.
Sounds good. So if people get their paper and pencil ready at about just before 1 o'clock, we'll give them all the details. Training Hubs.
The Training Hubs are also offering a open night tomorrow night. It's so Thursday the 26th of October. Our Lilydale office, which is level 1, 7 to 9 John Street, will be open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. and a fantastic opportunity to see our spaces and meet our training team.
And you have all sorts of training, don't you? Early childhood, aged care, first aid.
So many. I couldn't even list them all, but they're all on the website. But so many opportunities for people to upskill.
All right. We'll take one last break and we'll, if you get your paper and pencil ready, Emma will be able to tell you how to find out more about this great organisation, CIRE. C-I-R-E. Emma, first of all, before we talk, and we're going to give the people the contact details and what they can look up, I guess we've talked about the early childhood having vacancies. I can't think of the word for it. Having vacancies for next year, but I guess also we haven't mentioned the schools have no doubt got vacancies for next year too.
We do have some spots open in different campuses in different age groups.
Yep.
It depends on we have a large waiting list for middle years especially, so years 7 to 9.
Yep.
There's a real, real need for our services in that age group. I know that there's a few spots available in seniors at Mount Evelyn, so that's years 10 to 12. And obviously for our new campus at Monbulk, there's a few different spots open or waiting lists depending on the age group. Yeah.
So I guess if we've either got mum or dad listening, or and quite often we might have the grandparents listening, if they think it's something that would be good for their grandchild or their child, that they should get hold of and have a bit of a look and just see what vacancies are.
Oh, please do. There's even if it's just some questions you want to ask about what we offer, there's no harm in trying out a different way of schooling. And I know some people have, you know, they get a little bit worried that we're not addressing everything that the traditional curriculum does, but it's...
But it's not designed for that, though, either, is it?
No, it's not. And it's just about keeping them in schooling and making sure that they step into the next phases of their life after school with confidence and dignity, yeah.
Yep. So they've got a future.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's all very well and good for these some of these young people to drop out of school, and they might have a million reasons, but unfortunately we are in the days of education, and the better education, the better the job's going to be.
And finding a job that they're passionate about too, not just stepping into something that they feel like they have to do, but showing them that the options are there for things they're interested in.
Well, I always say if you get a job that you're really interested in, you never work in a day in your
life.
Exactly.
You enjoy
every
day. Exactly how I feel about my job. I love it so much.
That's terrific. All right, so tell us how we're going to get hold of Siri to find out more about this place.
So a lot of the information is on our website, which is www.cire.org.au. So that's www.cire.org.au. We also have lots of information on our socials. So we've got a Facebook page, an Instagram.
So it's Facebook, what, just Siri?
So there's Siri Community Schools, so CIRE Community School. And then there's also, we have a Siri Services Facebook page as well. And there's also the same accounts on our Instagrams. Siri Services, and there's also a community school Instagram page as well.
So you've just about got all the socials covered, haven't you?
Yeah, and we put up a lot of beautiful pictures of achievements from our students and what they're doing in the community. Yeah, it's very wholesome.
I believe a couple of students, may not be at your school, actually did the Kokoda Trail.
They were from Mount Evelyn. They were from my campus, yeah. So we had Riley and Cammie go. They both received a scholarship from the RSL.
Yeah.
And they went, and we raised a little bit of additional funds to get both of them to be able to go. And it was just the most amazing experience for both of them. And they came back and told all the kids about it, and just the passion and the...
So how did they cope with it? Because, I mean, I know adults that have problems on the Kokoda Trail. It's not an easy...
No, not at all, not at all. These two, they were both 18. They trained a lot coming up to it, and they got a lot of information and did a lot of research.
What sort of training did they do?
Like hiking, walking. Because that's pretty much what, you know, that's what the body struggles with. I think it was really humid and hot, so they had to kind of adjust to that.
Is.
Yeah.
Always is.
And the bugs I heard were really bad as well. Yeah, they were telling the kid that they were telling, so they came, they weren't in my class, but they came and told my students about it. And my class were like absolutely gobsmacked that they went and did that and couldn't fathom how hard it was. And just seeing, and especially the actual significance of doing the Kokoda Trail as well, and explaining to the younger years about why we would do that, why Australians go over there, seeing the different parts of the trail and what happened there.
And it would make them realise that the people, the guys that were working on it, that they weren't, while your students didn't do it easy, those poor guys did a lot harder.
Mm-hmm. And they were there for a lot longer, and they didn't get the training, or, you know, they didn't have the luxuries that we do today. So it's a real eye-opener for a lot of kids.
You quickly mentioned their names. Was it a boy and a girl? Or?
Yeah, so Riley, a boy, and Cammie, a girl. So they did a lot of research and training into going. They didn't take it lightly, definitely. And they came back and have just been talking about it for ages. They were so proud of themselves.
It'd be life-changing, an experience
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, I know Riley has said he wants to go back. He made friends with a lot of people over there and he wants to go back and visit, yeah.
One thing we didn't do when we were talking about the how to get hold of Siri, we never gave them a phone number.
Ah, yes, it's 1-300-835-235. So 1-300-835-235, and that will put you in touch with a lovely bunch of people who will be able to point you in the different directions of the services that we offer, so they'll be able to move
you around.
And that's
answered Monday to Friday. It's not one of those answering services where somebody might get back to you, is it?
No. You'll always get a human and they will point you in the right direction or help answer any questions that you have.
That sounds terrific. All right, Emma, it's been terrific having you along, hearing more about the school. I hope that the new year, when you get into the new school, I bet it's going to be a hard job moving because everything's hard to move.
We've got a lot. We've been at our Mount Evelyn campus for a long time, so we're already starting to try and figure out what we're taking and what we're not. And it's a much bigger campus, so we're trying to figure out what we're going to need as well.
And I guess the other thing is you don't want to take junk that you can get rid of.
And I think that... They already had a lot there when we bought the school, so they left a lot. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So a lot of the things that you would normally want to use.
Yeah, like a full library. We bought it with a full library, so the kids are going to be able to just come straight in and just have a look at all these amazing books that we've got access to now.
That's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a really great year for Siri.
It will be.
We'll have somebody in from Siri the last Wednesday in November, and that'll be the last one for the year because by the December one, we'll all be on holidays.
Yeah.
Or certainly Siri will.
Exactly.
Emma, thanks again for coming in. 1-300-835-235. That's 1-300-835-235. Give them a ring if there's anything we've talked about today that you've been interested in. And... thanks for coming along, Emma.
Thanks so much for having me.
No worries, thanks.